And listening to that was our Washington correspondent Simon Marks. Good morning to you, Simon. So in the US, President Trump is promising fire and fury as a response.
Fire and fury, a phrase, Guyon, that we now know the president extemporized yesterday during that brief exchange with reporters at his golf club in Bedminster, New Jersey. And it appears to have caught members of his national security team once again completely unawares. The White House keeps telling reporters that the president discussed the tone of the statement that he planned to make, but the words were his own. And of course, everything in that statement is all about the words the president used. He appeared to be threatening North Korea with some kind of a nuclear assault. The world was going to witness fire and fury, the likes of which it has never seen before. Rex Tillerson, the Secretary of State, happened to be passing through Guam on a previously scheduled refueling stop, and he went to work trying to damp down some of the drama and the rhetoric.
As Commander-in-Chief, I think he felt it necessary to issue a very strong statement directly to North Korea. But I think what the president was just reaffirming is the United States has the capability to fully defend itself from any attack and defend our allies, and we will do so. And so the American people should sleep well at night.
But even while Secretary Tillerson was saying that, at that very moment, Donald Trump was, where else, back on Twitter, reminding everybody that the United States has a renovated and modernized nuclear arsenal that he claims is now far stronger and more powerful than ever before. Hopefully, he went on, we will never have to use this power, but there will never be a time that we are not the most powerful nation in the world. White House officials, Pentagon officials, State Department officials are scrambling to explain how Donald Trump, Rex Tillerson, and others in his immediate circle are all, in the words of the State Department spokeswoman, singing from the same hymn book. She, Heather Nauert at the State Department a short while ago, suggested that this was just a case of reporters obsessing.
I know you all want to obsess over statements and all of that and try to want to make a lot of noise out of that, but what is important to keep in mind is that this diplomatic pressure at ASEAN at the meeting of the 10 Asian nations along with the United States came to a joint agreement and a joint statement and put out a very strong condemnation of North Korea. We are all singing from the same hymn book.
She was asked whether everybody was actually singing the same hymn from that hymn book. She suggested that they were. The pressure on North Korea, she insisted, is working.
Just finally, Simon, it's a little confusing because it's just a few days ago, really, wasn't it, that the UN Security Council imposed these pretty tough sanctions on North Korea. And indeed, some people were saying, look, this is quite a diplomatic feat for the Trump administration. And so they seem to be going down this route. And now he's saying, well, it might be fire and fury as a response.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, the president of the United States was very proud of the achievement of that United Nations Security Council resolution, said that reporters weren't talking about it enough. 15-0, the vote in the UN to choke off North Korea's export earnings by at least $1 billion a year. 30% of their export holdings, he argued, were now going to come to a halt. And suddenly, with this off-the-cuff remark yesterday, he has changed the entire tenor and nature of the conversation without seeming to have any immediate policy aims in mind. And senior Republicans up on Capitol Hill are very nervous about all of this. Senator John McCain told an Arizona radio station yesterday that you shouldn't be making threats unless you're ready to follow through on them. And he doesn't believe that Donald Trump is ready to follow through.
Thanks, Simon. Simon Marks from Washington.